This is professional wrestling legend Downtown Bruno, who is privileged enough to be on the Oversell podcast.
It is episode 121, and we're talking WWE Fastlane and everything in between. Get ready. This is the Oversell podcast. What, take three?
Yes.
So, folks, I'm going to give you some podcasting advice here from some things I've learned. And when you're trying to record a podcast and you start up GarageBand, you hit the record button, be sure that your mixer is plugged into whatever you're trying to record onto.
Be sure you know the name of the pay-per-view you're going to talk about.
That's step two. But first, first, technically, you have to be able to get from your mixer to the computer, so be sure that is plugged into your MacBook, your Windows machine, whatever you're recording on.
Test your equipment first, even after 121 episodes.
I guess I just can't get the hang of this whole podcasting thing. Folks, welcome to Oversell Podcast, episode 121. My name is Derek.
I am Mike.
And we're here to talk some professional wrestling. We've got a lot to talk about. Mike, you saw Black Panther this weekend, right?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think of it real quick?
It was very good.
You really liked it?
It. There hasn't been a Marvel movie that I didn't like.
Yeah, and there's one problem that I'm starting to find with the Marvel movie, and Killmonger is a perfect example of this. Some villains need to start surviving.
That's what I've been saying. We've talked about this before.
Especially someone like Killmonger, because you can make a couple more movies off of him. And killing off Claw, I think that's a very interesting option. Instead of keeping him around for a couple of more movies,
more reason to keep Killmonger alive.
Yeah. So I find that very interesting. I'm sure they're going to do something eventually where Thanos maybe brings some of these folks back or something.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So
The only two villains that have actually survived is Loki,
who is not really a villain at this point,
right? But he always will be.
Yeah. He teeters the line.
And, Red Skull technically didn't die. He's just off somewhere, so he could show up at any time.
Well, yeah, I guess he didn't die.
Because he just, went through the cosmic cube or whatever. And
didn't he kind of I thought he more or less disintegrated, though.
I don't remember. I thought he just kind of...
Wow. I can't remember.
Went through
either.
Space and... Yeah.
That would be like the ultimate movie marathon. Is just nothing, a weekend nothing but Marvel movies starting with Iron Man.
Yeah, there's like 19 of them, I think.
Yeah, that'd be fun though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in the process of watching them all through again, chronologically, not necessarily when they came out, but story-wise, just leading up to Infinity War.
You know a show I started rewatching again on Hulu?
Gilmore Girls.
Weird Science.
Oh, okay.
The television show.
That was my
show.
Second, yes.
That show was, seriously the corniest 90s show you could make, from the style of everyone's clothes to, I don't know. It was just, that was just, quintessential mid-90s.
Right.
It was actually, it was a kind of a funny show. It has nothing to on the source material, but I saw it on Hulu. I'm like, I'm going to go back and start watching this show again.
I don't think I ever watched it.
Really? You should.
Yeah. I've seen the movie, but...
Do you have Hulu?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, watch it. It's like four seasons, I think.
Right now, I'm watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just not into that kind of humor. I don't know what it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just... The League is the most I can get into of that weird kind of humor.
Right.
Did you watch The League?
No.
I think you would like The League because of Rafi on the show, and what was his friend's name? Dirty Steve or something like that. But he's played by Seth Rogen, and they have an episode based just on those two. And it seriously is it's the writers got high on some substance that you should never get high on and wrote this bizarre episode. It's really one of the crazier things. Anyway. we got a lot of pro wrestling news to talk about here. Did you see the news about NXT?
Which news?
Getting the secondary title?
Yes.
For the men?
The North American title?
Ladder match is going to be for it. And then they're going to have...
I think a six-man ladder match.
Six-man, which two of the men are EC3
mm-hmm.
and Ricochet.
Yep.
So that's a big way for them to get involved. One thing I want to see...
Did you see everybody else that was in it? Or
Let's go through it. Girl, tell me.
Think Adam Cole.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Killian Dane.
Okay, okay.
Velveteen Dream.
Okay.
And Lars, whatever.
Lars Sullivan?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be cool. Now, I kind of hate that I'm going to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going to see Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes wrestle, and that's going to... As much as I love Ricochet and I want to see those guys live, seeing Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes wrestle.
And when are you getting down there?
Well, I'm heading down Thursday after work. The shows we talked about it last week with Fred. Did you get to listen last week?
No, I haven't.
It's really good. We Fred, we talked about. He's been to a lot of these shows last year, so we talked about like what kind of expectations we should have at them and stuff like that. But at noon Friday, we're gonna see Progress Wrestling, and dude, the card people they've announced for that card are they haven't announced any matches, but like Jimmy Havoc's gonna be there. Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, Jeff Cobb, Matt Riddle. I mean, these are all
right.
These are all guys I've really wanted to see wrestle. So we're going to see that Friday at noon. Friday at 8 p.m., we're going to WWN Super Show. And one of the main events for that is Matt Riddle versus Will Ospreay.
So he's pulling double duty.
Yeah,
that day.
You know what? I actually don't think he's going to be on the Progress show. Maybe I read that wrong, but I know Jeff Cobb is.
Okay.
I know Pete Dunne is. And, you know, I'm taking some money down for some autographs, so I gotta be very kind of selective.
Oh yeah.
But, so 8 p.m. We're going to see the WWE Super Show, which is run by Evolve. Saturday night we're going to Ring of Honor. Now, what Fred told us last week, you haven't listened, go listen, because he gave a lot of great info. All day Saturday before the show, they do something called the Festival of Honor. And they're going to have different, like they have a, you can do an intimate afternoon with Dalton Castle. ROHWrestling.com is where you can go to see what all is going to go on that weekend. But they're also going to have, autograph sessions. So that's when I'm really, really hoping that I get that. I have really three goals this weekend: to get a Matt Riddle autograph,
okay,
maybe a picture, Kenny Omega picture and autograph. If I can, I want to get my Occupy Raw shirt signed by Daniel Bryan. I know that one's really, really going to be hard to do. Because I don't think we're going to any access and stuff, so we kind of have to keep our ears open to if he's signing anywhere. Where is this festival I'm on?
And I think Access is the only place he was announced that he was going to be.
Well, you know, he may be doing something at, like, Cricket on this thing. All right, schedule announced for 2018. At 12:30 p.m., they're going to have a Bullet Club panel. 1:25, the Kingdom Conspiracy Town Hall. 2:05, a Women of Honor panel. 2:55, an intimate afternoon with ROH champion Dalton Castle. 3:45 p.m., the Best Friends Challenge featuring Beretta and Chucky T versus Colt Cabana and Ian Riccoboni versus Silas Young and Beer City Bruiser. And then 4:45, an ROH champion's panel. They're also going to be doing meet and greets. More than 30 wrestlers with Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Women of Honor. Dalton Castle with the boys, the Cleaner Kenny Omega, the American Nightwear Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Kota Ibushi, Tennille Dashwood, Marty Scurll, Hiroshi Tanahashi, the Best Friends, and more.
I don't know if it's for that show that weekend or if it was something else, but I thought I saw something about Ishii was going to be there.
He is. He's going to be a part of Super Card of Honor.
Okay.
That's another dude that I really like, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Did you see the news about Shibata?
No.
He's going to be training wrestlers at the dojo in Los Angeles for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm always honest with everyone I talk to.
Yeah.
If I was 18 to 21 years old right now, that would be the push I need to get into pro wrestling. I would have done anything I could. I would have sold anything I had to get a plane ticket to Los Angeles to learn from Shibata. And I think I 36 years old, can't do that now.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, if I was 18 to, you know, as our friend Ike likes to say, between 18 and 22, that would probably be the tipping point to where I'm going to go train with Shibata and learn how to be a professional wrestler.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, you know, DDP didn't start until, what, 35?
Yeah, that's true, but I'm not DDP.
Do some of his yoga.
No, I'm
get
good.
Into
I'm
it.
Good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Because by the time I got in shape enough to do it, I'd be like 38, and that's just pushing it. Anyway, Tennille Dashwood's going to be there.
Don't remind me.
Your girl, Emma. You know, hey, if I get her, if I get a chance, I'll get you an autograph. I'll do what I can. But yeah, so noon, the Festival of Honor starts. The pre-show is at 6:30. The Supercard of Honor show starts at 7:30. Our friend Ryan Drosty from Top Rope Nation is going to be there. The Top Rope Nation guys are going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think all of them are going to Ring of Honor, but me and Ryan, I think me and Ryan are pretty much on the same schedule for events that weekend.
Right.
So we're both going to the same Progress show. We're going to sit in general admission, just hang out. It'd be cool to hang out with Ryan. You know, kick his ass for beating me and us in trivia. Fred will be down there. Shaggy's going to be down there. You know, a lot of folks are going to be down there. So,
yeah.
And it'll be cool to interact with some guys that I've met through this podcast. So that I'm looking forward to.
Did you see the special thing they're doing Thursday night? I guess the day that you get there.
What's that?
Paul Heyman's doing his like. Yeah, I forgot what it was. It was something like, you know, an evening with Paul Heyman or a chat with Paul
like
Heyman.
A one-man show type thing?
Yeah, where he just sits up there and, I guess, tells stories and answers questions or whatever. But that would be really awesome,
you know,
to see.
That would be cool, and I'd like to see it because I'd ask him questions about, tell us about some, I'd want to hear stories from the Memphis days.
Yeah.
So, like, I saw a video today. They showed the video of when Austin Idol, Paul Heyman, and Tommy Rich shaved the head of Lawler in Memphis in the cage of them trying to get out. And at one point, they just had to start sprinting through the audience because people were trying to hurt them. And yeah,
it was serious.
Hell yeah. Well, it was, you know, they didn't know it was a work and people bought into it. And, you know, I'm sure afterwards Lawler and Rich and Idol, they're all like, we got them. That's hilarious. But what were we getting on?
You were going through your WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, but before that, how did we get to my WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, it's a wrestling podcast, I guess.
Okay, but what were we talking about before this?
We talked about Black Panther.
Well, yeah, but
he wrestles, doesn't he?
Anyway, I don't know. we got on news. Oh, we're talking about Shibata, and then Tomohiro Ishii is going to be at Supercard of Honor. So, yeah, I'm really excited for the weekend. And me and Ted, all of our tickets are secured, so we get to go to everything. And, like, a lot Progress and Evolve are going to be in the same building. And, like, for Festival of Honor, I think the plan is we'll go in for a little bit, see what's going on. You know, if we want to leave, it comes with our tickets. So,
right.
If we want to go get something to eat, come back, you know, see some more stuff. And, you know, I'm just really excited, man.
Yeah.
First live WrestleMania. I've never seen it live. You know, we always joked we were going to go each year, and then Ted was like not having no for an answer from me. So, you know, and it'd also be cool to hang out with my best friend for a couple of days. And looking forward to it, and I hope he is too. And it's going to be fun.
WrestleMania is exactly 1 month from today.
Wow. Sage Beckett was released from NXT, former guest of the show. Hate to hear that, but I'm sure there's no hard feelings or anything, and she's going to go tear it up on Shine and all Shimmer
Summer,
and all those. I'm sure she could end up with Women of Honor doing some her and Tennille Dashwood could do some fun stuff, I think. So we'll see how that goes, but we love you, Sage, and we hope you do well out there and wish you your best in all your future endeavors.
Oh, and apparently, going back to WrestleMania weekend, somewhere down there, that weekend they're having a like Impact versus Lucha Underground.
Yeah, we talked about that too. That's gonna happen. I think that's happening Friday at WrestleCon, or either Friday or Saturday at WrestleCon, and I won't be able to make it.
Somehow they need to do a Johnny Impact versus Johnny Mundo match.
Yeah, that'd be interesting how they do that.
Yeah, or at least like have him come out as Johnny Impact during one match, and then later on in the night he comes out as Johnny Mundo. Or
yep, and Taya versus Taya Valkyrie. You know, they could do that as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's going to be interesting. Did you, Ryan Satt and Lucha Underground kind of came after him? Did you see that
for putting out spoilers?
Yeah, it's funny because I can see both sides of the argument, but spoilers in wrestling is nothing new.
No,
it's WWE spoils their own stuff sometimes. WCW spoiled WWE a bunch of times. But sometimes spoilers aren't a bad thing. Tony Schiavone says, Mick Foley, we hear Mick Foley's winning the championship tonight over in the other company, and we wish him all the best. He wrestled his Cactus Jack here. Yeah, that'll put some butts in the seats. Instantly, 250,000 people changed the channel to watch that because they wanted to see it. So, if you read the spoilers, and you may see something you want to see, and it's going to make you turn that channel on. So, not necessarily it's a bad thing. Now, I do understand you want to protect your property, and you don't want the spoilers out there. But
right,
and the people there that attended the tapings, they did sign non-disclosure agreements. Ryan Satin did not. Pro Wrestling Sheet did not.
No.
He's not going to reveal his sources because that's not what writers do.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I see both sides of the argument, but in the end, if you're going to read spoilers are nothing new. So,
yeah.
We'll see what comes out of it. What happened on Raw this week? Brock Lesnar wasn't there again. But not that.
But,
that's just
the Paul Heyman and Reigns interaction was really good.
Yeah, that was all right.
Paul Heyman sold everything about it for 10 minutes straight. And then I like when Reigns came out, he was only out there what seemed for like maybe 3-4 minutes. Didn't say much at all, but got his point across, and then that was it.
I really liked what they did with Nia Jax and not Asuka, because even though they had a good match, but Nia Jax and Bliss afterwards, where she was giving her that, nice friendly pat on the back and the pep talk or whatever they're setting
up. But it was little jabs too.
Yeah. And they're going to be setting up something big to where Nia finally turns on Bliss, going to beat her ass, and it's going to get a huge pop.
Right.
So whenever they're ready for her to completely turn babyface, it's there.
And I'm hoping that's at WrestleMania. I hope she costs Bliss the match. Asuka wins. She keeps her streak. It doesn't really hurt Bliss at all because she was screwed out of that match, and then that sets up the Bliss verse.
But would that hurt Asuka as a champion, though, if that's how she won the championship?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. What else happened on Raw this week that we should talk about?
The official announcement for Ronda Rousey's match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good segment.
I'm really digging what they're doing with Ronda, man. It's the whole package of it. I love her entrance music.
Yep.
I think she's gotten, she's not Bret Hart on the mic or anything, but she's getting better.
Yeah.
And we all knew she, we all knew
she,
that.
She's still kind of soaking it in that she's in WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, she's letting the fans, kind of get to her, and that, it's still new to her.
Yep.
So, I mean, once she gets used to the fans and how they're reacting to her, she won't be able. She won't slip up on the mic as she has.
How do you think Kurt Angle's going to do in that match?
I think he'll be all right. Yeah. I think he's going to do it. I mean, he's still training right now. I mean, it's not like there's going to be, anything new to him.
You ever seen a stiffer dude as far as a neck? Because that dude's neck.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looks like his, and not that he has much of one.
Right.
But it just looks like it's just stiff as a 2x4, man. I don't know. I'm hoping it's a good match. I think it will be.
Triple H isn't going to allow it to be a bad match.
Right.
It's not like he's in there with Scott Steiner.
And the story of the match is going to be eventually, I see what they're going to do. Kurt Angle and Triple H are going to do most of the work.
Yep.
Stephanie will get, or Ronda will get tagged in. Stephanie will come in, tag back out, and eventually the moment will be Ronda getting her hands finally on Stephanie.
Right.
So I'm really excited for it. And I think Ronda's, you know, some people say her facial expressions aren't good. Me, I am the opposite. I think every expression she needs to make is she's making. You know, when she looks at Steph with those.
When she stood up on the ring, you know, on the turnbuckles, you know, after Steph, like, ran out the ring, that was a death glare.
One thing I think they should have done is they should not have had Ronda get her hands on Stephanie at Raw.
Yeah.
She should have. I think they're just trying to show off how impressive Stephanie's hair is.
I was hoping for a better finish. I hope that's not her finisher. But
No. It's going to be some submission finisher.
And like when she did it, after she did it, like Tommy Dreamer tweeted to her. He was like,
"Tuck your arm."
Yeah, like you know, love what you're doing. You know, just trying to give a little advice here. You know,
yeah,
her left arm. You know, she came down on it with Stephanie. You know, on that arm, and
yeah, but if he's going to do that, maybe not actually put it on social media and, like, you know, I'm sure they follow each other or something,
right,
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Send her a DM. Don't let everyone see that. You know, that's just me talking.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, that could have been kept private, but.
What do you think about Ultimate Deletion going to happen? Yeah. Apparently, they're filming it right now.
Yeah, filming it today.
So it's going to be, hopefully, that I think Jeremy Borash works for the WWE now, so maybe they're going to make him the producer of that segment, an agent that whole match. And what do you expect? What are you expecting from that?
I don't know.
I'm telling you one thing.
I mean, you know, with it being WWE, there's no telling.
Right. I'll tell you one thing. I'm expecting, and I really want, the Brood shows up, and like Edge and Christian like look at each other, is like, nah, never mind, and then just leave, you know. And Gangrel's like, what? That's something I want to happen.
Yeah.
The Lake of, and it's gonna have, hopefully it's gonna have, like, they're gonna use the same terms, like the Lake of Reincarnation and Vanguard One and Skarsgård and.
Well, they had the Vanguard One and like in the little clip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's
that if they want this to work, they just need to go balls out.
If they want it to work, you know, WWE writers and all need to step aside.
Yeah, yeah.
Let Matt do
Road Dogg.
Don't
let Road Dogg do it, because Road Dogg, like, since he's been involved with SmackDown, it has not really.
But they're saying, you know, this isn't going to be at WrestleMania. You know, this is going to air in a couple weeks, probably.
I thought this was for. You figure something like Ultimate Deletion was going to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they're not going to do that, because, I mean, you don't want to have everybody at WrestleMania watching
a
big screen.
If it's something entertaining, I don't think they'll care.
Yeah, but no, they said it's going to be in the next couple weeks that it's going to air.
Oh,
and then they're saying, you know, for WrestleMania, if Jeff Hardy's cleared, him and Matt will, you know, could possibly face the Bar, or they're saying even
if they do Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy versus him versus the Bar, that's going to be,
they're saying that could possibly happen.
They better not do that, because that'd be a stupid decision, like an extremely stupid decision.
But speaking of that, currently right now they don't have matches planned for the Bar or Braun Strowman. They said they're going to be a part of the WrestleMania.
Well.
But
I thought the Bar has an open challenge for anyone at WrestleMania. That's what they're going to do. So,
but they don't know if that's going to happen right now or not.
And you know what? Our buddy Fred sent me a text, and apparently they're going to have Owens and Zayn a part of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. No, have them answer the call to the Bar and show up and actually beat the Bar.
On different shows.
And then, well, that moves them to Raw, because they're now the tag team champion.
Right.
But they said someone tweeted.
Or have them finally turn on each other and be a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, I just don't want them involved with the Memorial Battle Royal.
No.
I mean, I'm happy they'll be at WrestleMania, but I don't know. There's something about that I just do not
like. But, I mean, this whole buildup, you know, for the last few months, like, against Shane and Daniel Bryan and all, I mean, you figured they would some sort of payoff with that.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? What else? Anything else big on Raw we need to talk about?
They announced Triple Threat for the IC title.
That is going to be an exciting match. The Miz has done no wrong in the past couple of years. The promos for this are going to be incredible from him. I'm excited. I get to see, hopefully, Finn Balor. For WrestleMania, he has to be the Demon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He better. I don't want.
Yeah, too.
I don't want Blutista Finn Balor. I don't want that. I want the Demon showing up. And, like, you know, he always, when he was in NXT, I always liked that he would do, like, kind of do different horror characters. Like, when he were in Texas, Dallas, he had a chainsaw for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I hope they do something along those lines. And his entrance is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think?
And they're saying, you know, that match could grow. Since it's a WrestleMania match, you know, it could end up being 4 or 5 or 6 people for it.
What is it with them multi-man matches right now?
Well, WrestleMania, it's to get as many people on the card as possible.
Yeah, but, like, with that being said, I'm going to add this. They better not change AJ Knack.
No, I don't think they will.
They better not change that at all, because that is the main reason I'm so excited about getting to see WrestleMania live, is to see AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. And they better not hold them back at all.
Right.
And just say, you're going over. We don't know want to know anything else you're doing.
Yeah. But going back to the IC thing, the one name that they are saying could be added is Samoa Joe.
Oh, now that, okay. Well, that I would not mind. That I would not mind. It's safe to say it's going to be Asuka versus Bliss, right?
Yeah.
What's Charlotte going to do?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because you figure Ronda's not challenging her. The women's division on SmackDown, which was once the better side of women's wrestling, mm-hmm. and you know what that is? You know what that is? It's because Alexa Bliss is on Raw. Kind of funny how that happens, you know? Yeah. They move Alexa Bliss to Raw, and the better women's division is on Raw now. Sasha and Bayley are going to have a great match, I think. That's going to be cool. You know, Bayley denied a hug to her best friend on Raw. Yep. That's huge news. And it seems like Bayley is going to be... Do you think they would make Bayley the heel in this match?
It would be great.
Can you?
But I don't see it happening.
What if she just started, like...
She goes from hugger to thugger?
Hugger to goth. That's what I would do.
To Sister Abigail?
Well, I think Mo may actually end up being right on this, and that kills me to say. It's going to be interesting to see where they go. To me, Bayley denying a hug to Sasha, that's a heel move. That is a heel move. So, it'll be interesting to see where they go with that.
But yeah, now I'm really thinking about, what is Charlotte going to do?
Hey, Natalya? We've already seen that.
I mean,
does she take on all three members of the Riot Squad at once?
I'm really thinking this will be where Carmella cashes in, though. Whoever she goes against, Carmella cashes in at WrestleMania.
So Naomi?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It stinks for Charlotte. You know, what do you think about what Cena's doing? You know, this whole, I'm just trying to get a, you know, he doesn't have a WrestleMania match yet.
I really think they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, it's already pretty much known that he's going to be taking a little bit of time off again after WrestleMania. I mean, he'll be there the Raw the night after, but they're saying that he's going to have some time off. So, I mean, it's not like he's going to win a title.
Yeah, why not?
They're not going to have him, you know, Brock Lesnar a title.
So if the Undertaker falls through, which it looks like, I don't know what the status is of that. I don't know.
You would think if the Undertaker is going to be at WrestleMania, they would have announced it already, since it's already, you know, a month away. Out.
Yeah. So what if Cena's cutting a promo on Raw, and he's like, I'm just, after he loses, because there's no way he's winning the title at
No, he's not winning Fastlane.
I almost said payback, but I had I checked myself. What if he loses that match? He comes back on Raw, and he's like, I'm just trying to get a match at WrestleMania, and...
Rey Mysterio comes out.
No. I've got it.
Because that's what they've...
We don't know... Well, as of right now, we don't know what's going to happen with this guy, so you hear Braun come out. He's like, Cena, I'm tired of hearing you complain about WrestleMania. If you want a match, it's going to be against me. And then
Braun has a match, yeah.
Braun has a match. You can write off Cena. You know, from Braun just, you know, Cena gets the win, I guess, and then Braun just keeps attacking him afterwards. But I guess they're trying to, are they trying to make Braun a babyface?
Oh, yeah. Braun's face right now.
Okay, well, Cena, it's not like Cena, I mean, no one's, certain people over the age of X aren't going to root for Cena.
Right.
Anyway, so maybe that's what you do. You know, you feed him to Braun Strowman. If Braun Strowman gets the win, beats the hell out of Cena, and Cena, that's how you write Cena off TV for a bit, maybe?
Possibly.
Who else do we say? We don't know what the bar is going to do, but there's going to be some tag team. It's probably going to be Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
Well, they're saying Jeff Hardy is, he's medically cleared, but he hasn't been WWE cleared yet to come back. But doctors have told him, yeah, he's ready to get back in the ring. It's just he has to pass, you know, WWE tests now.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll Daniel Bryan him.
Yeah, that would be sad.
You know, I saw a funny meme, and it was like Kurt Angle's face, or Daniel Bryan's face when he sees Kurt Angle has a match at WrestleMania.
Seen that one.
Like, poor Daniel Bryan, man. I think that's really, is that everything from Raw big time we need to talk about?
Think so.
Let me ask you this. What's better, the Absolution or Riot Squad?
I'm going with Raw on this one.
Okay. Yeah. You know, to me, one thing they could have done, and I always say to me, but who else's opinion would I be talking about?
Yeah.
Paige, it would have been cool if Paige would have been in charge of both of them. Especially now that she can't wrestle.
Right.
Add a third member to Absolution, and then Paige is at controlling Riot Squad and Absolution. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Because now, it like, and you saw it at Elimination Chamber, Paige wasn't even ringside for the match.
Right.
They should have kept her at ringside to antagonize people or something if she's going to continue in this manager role. So, hey, what do you think about your boy having a meeting with at WWE headquarters?
Nah.
I am the exact same way.
Meh.
I mean, they obviously care about Paige, and you would think they'd care about her sobriety and her personal life, and you're going to bring Alberto Del Rio, who y'all didn't even want her dating him anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't see him coming back anytime soon.
Apparently Impact really wants to re-sign him, so they're gonna be going for him.
And you know, if they need a big-time star for the Latin American market, like Alberto Del Rio, you have one. And I'm stealing this from Kyle Ross at Top Rope Nation. You have one in Andrade. You have it in Cien Almas.
Yeah,
make him your Alberto Del Rio. You know, if you want to sell those tickets, you already have it. You don't need to bring a douchebag like Alberto Del Rio in.
That's true. You know my feelings on Del Rio. I mean, yeah. I don't necessarily have anything against him. He's just one of those wrestlers that just does absolutely nothing for me. It just,
yeah,
very very boring. And
hey, you want to know how to not make me watch a wrestling show?
Have Randy Orton start.
Exactly. And what did SmackDown open up with? Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal. Like, and if Randy Orton wins the U.S. title, because is he going to be facing, is he wrestling for the U.S. title at Mania?
Yep.
He's wrestling.
Well, no, that's, Fastlane. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's look at the Fastlane card.
Much to look at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But, we're going to look at it anyway. WWE Payback. Just kidding.
WWE March Payback.
WWE Fast Pay Roadblock.
End of the line.
Fastlane 2018. Let's see. Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. Eh.
That'll probably be a decent match. I mean, but.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. That should be all right. I mean, Rusev's over, and you know what's funny is he's over, and he's not even really much involved with SmackDown. Like, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But people love Rusev Day.
And it's crazy because, you know, Nakamura's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Even though Rusev is so over right now, he's not going to win at the pay-per-view, and he doesn't have anything set up for Mania.
Yep.
So he'll be in the Battle Royal.
Yep, so it will be Nakamura Day. Charlotte Flair versus Ruby Riott with the rest of Absolution. Or no, Riott Squad.
Riott Squad.
Fastlane. Payback. Charlotte Flair versus Ruby Riott. There's no way in hell Ruby Riott's winning this match. Or what if Carmella wins and cashes in here and Charlotte gets her rematch?
Her rematch at Mania.
At Mania.
Yeah, they could do that.
That's especially if she's wrestling in a tag match earlier. If that, because that's probably going to be one of your opening matches.
Oh, yeah.
So that could happen. Maybe
I just want Carmella to cash in and win. We just need something.
So you're calling a Carmella fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
That and, I mean, I know the whole thing of Money in the Bank is like you never know when they're going to cash in, and you know it's the longer they hold it, the more you're going to watch. She's like, is she going to do something now or now? But I think it's been long enough. It's time to cash in.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that could be something that could be happening at this pay-per-view. The Usos versus the New Day. What do you think of the Usos as tag team champs?
I like it.
Okay.
I think as heels, I like it.
Yeah, they've I think this tag team run has been good for them.
Yeah.
And surely they're going to keep the tag team titles on them, right?
Just depends on what they're going to do with New Day at WrestleMania.
Well, they're probably not even going to make the pre-show.
I mean,
every other year.
They still really like the idea of New Day being multi-time champions, you know, getting that number up there, you know. They want them to basically right now be, you know, the greatest tag team, you know, achievement-wise.
I just don't see it happening at Fastlane. That's not
Wouldn't
a Fastlane
so.
Win. I think the Usos are going to win that. Bobby Roode and Randy Orton. God, if you're listening and you love me, please have the WWE not let Orton win this match. Please. I know you got my back up there, and I appreciate it.
Okay, like, going into these matches, I mean, this is the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Where do some of these people end up on WrestleMania, you know, depending on how these matches go?
Like
we were saying, the whole Charlotte thing earlier, I mean, yeah, she could possibly lose it because of the cash-in, and that would set up something, but, you know, right now we have no idea. Nothing is in motion for Charlotte right now at WrestleMania. And same with, you know, after this feud with, you know, for the U.S. title, where is that going?
Typically
we know by now. I mean, you've got an idea.
Well, we'll know certainly after this card.
Well, yeah.
You know, you also have to remember they do have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, so that's 20 guys.
Right.
So you'll see, apparently you're going to see Owens and Zayn in it. You're probably going to see Jinder Mahal in that. You think?
Probably Rusev and Aiden English are going to in that.
You'll have some Raw guys like Curtis, Axel, and
the Miztourage.
What's his name? Brian, the dude with the best losing streak ever in the history of professional wrestling.
Oh,
Brian Hawkins.
Curt Hawkins. Yeah.
Curt Hawkins. Yeah, I thought he changed his name. But Curt Hawkins, he'll probably be in that and get eliminated first. So, you know, some of those guys will.
Wouldn't it be great if that's the match that breaks his streak?
That's a hell of a booking. Like,
wouldn't that be great?
And he doesn't know what to do, and he celebrates. And who won it last year? Did Braun win it last year?
No. Last year was when Mojo.
Mojo, that's right. Yeah,
because of Gronk or whatever.
Fucking Gronk. And where's Mojo at these days?
Yeah.
So, a lot of that good.
But that would be great, have Curt Hawkins win.
Yeah. You know what? My official pick, I'm already making that now. Curt Hawkins is going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and snap his losing streak.
Now, that is something else that they had mentioned, but they don't have enough for it really now.
What?
They were talking about doing like a Mae Young Battle Royal, Memorial like Battle Royal or something.
Yeah. Well, you got NXT too, so you could have a couple of call-ups there. The Cruiserweights, you know, they're going to have their match, so that'll be the finals of their tournament. Who do you think is going to make the final? Well, we'll get...
We've still got time for that. Yeah.
Have you watched any 205 Live lately?
Not really.
Yeah, I haven't had a time. I need to catch up on it because I hear what they're doing with Drake Maverick is just incredible. Yeah. Bless me.
Apparently, they had an editing problem this week, though.
Oh, yeah?
There was a backstage segment with him, one of the referees, and is it Blake Murphy?
Yes.
One of them? Yeah.
Alexa Bliss's boyfriend.
Yeah. There was a little backstage segment with that where he was, Drake Maverick was talking to him, and like he messed up, and he was like, hold on, hold on. And then like started over again, and like they didn't edit it out. I mean, it was just...
We're live.
They just fucked up.
It's still better than we're live, pal.
Yeah. Hold on, let me start over again. Yeah.
Or did you saw the Kurt Angle one with Bob Backlund, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. He's like, "Can we do it again?" And like Kurt just looks at the camera like "What?" No, you come at me. Let's just start over. Kurt just like throws his hands up in the air. Bob Backlund is something else, man. Something else. What do you think? Let's see.
And what else we got on the card?
Yeah, last of the card, AJ Styles, John Cena, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Baron Corbin, and Dolph, I forgot his last name, are in a six-pack challenge for the WWE Championship. If John Cena, John Cena's close to the Flair, or next one will beat Flair's title. So
next one would be 17.
That is not a Fastlane moment. That's not a moment you save for Fastlane. That's WrestleMania, what, next year?
It'd have to be. Or at least SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Survivor Series?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big four, definitely. Yeah. But it's not going to be this WrestleMania.
No. So if they change AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura,
you're not going to WrestleMania.
No,
weekend.
I'm going to WrestleMania, but I'm going to scowl a lot. So if the camera sees me, they're going to see a scowling face. I'm going to look more upset than that chick that when the Miz cashed in.
Than Miz girl.
Yeah, but seriously though, they're not going to change AJ and Nakamura, right? They're not going to make it a triple threat.
Not.
They're not going to do anything stupid like that.
I would really hope not.
God, I'm going to be so mad if they do. But AJ's walking out the champion. No point, right? I mean, it's pretty much set in stone.
Yeah.
But what they can tease in this match is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn finally having that big rift. There's going to be a lot of leftover from this match, like Baron Corbin and Ziggler and, you know, for that matter, Cena, what they do from WrestleMania. Yeah. So, you know, Corbin and Ziggler are guys I could see also in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Why is Ziggler not like Shawn Michaels right now and has Baron Corbin as a like a bodyguard like Nash? It's just right there to be done.
It could, but
maybe that's who teams up to take on the bar at WrestleMania. Ziggler and Corbin.
And then they move to Raw.
Yeah. Gives them something to do. And it freshens up Ziggler a little bit, I think. I don't know. I think I'm over Ziggler. I think I am. And not that I was really ever on the Ziggler train.
Right.
But I think I'm just over him. Like, why are you still with the WWE? Now, granted, that's the only wrestling company he's ever been with.
Right.
He's a homegrown WWE talent. So it would be interesting to see if he ever did let go, if he tried to do independent wrestling, how he would do, because he never really learned anything outside of the WWE. Like, if he went to New Japan, I know he would have a hard time throwing punches and stuff because they don't throw punches out there.
Right.
So that would be interesting to see. Any other thoughts on Fastlane?
I'm just interested to see basically the next 2 weeks to finally see where everybody is going to be for WrestleMania. Because there's a lot of big names that we don't really know what they're going to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting indeed. Did you see that Cruiserweights maybe getting a new title?
Yeah.
Their own tag team titles. You know, I can kind of dig that. Gives them something. Gives a couple more guys to do to fill an hour on television they have to fill. What they need to fix for 205 Live, you can add titles, you can do this, that, and the other. You need to put it on before SmackDown Live.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying SmackDown Live as one thing. They need to put it on before SmackDown and make it live.
Yeah.
Because you're getting crowds that, after a two-hour show, and typically SmackDown is not a good show right now either, after a two-hour show of...
Kind of 2.5 hours, because there's usually at least one dark match or something, and then a little runover.
But the interest is gone because they don't care. And then you're going to parade out the, you know, all the purple and move on to 205 Live as people are leaving. And then you have people just screaming random shit because they'll know they'll get hurt on TV.
Yep.
And so they need to move that before SmackDown Live or move it to Full Sail and do it on a different night of the week.
Yeah.
You know, do it Thursday night. What the hell's going on Thursday nights? But it's just another night of wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anything else we need to cover? I think we hit all the major news. What do you think of this? So, do you think Reason Braun is kind of being kept off Mania because they don't know what's going to happen with Reigns and this steroid stuff, which apparently this report's supposed to happen like 2 years ago?
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's what I've seen is just in case something happens with Reigns or Brock, like, you know, illness or one of them gets hurt or something, you know, the main event is still, you're still going to have a big name in it.
I want to ask you this. Is steroids in professional wrestling a big deal?
I don't think it is anymore.
There is no reason.
At least not in WWE.
Right, right. Because there's no competitive edge to be had, right? No. So you don't need to hit harder or anyone
else. Yeah, it's not like conventional sports.
Right, right. So like these guys are taking steroids, big deal. First off, it's their body and they're not getting any competitive advantage, so why should we care as consumers, right? Football, baseball, basketball, totally different thing. Competitive advantage. You know, they're still taking shit anyway and just whatever's legal at the time.
Because for wrestlers, you know, and I don't know, I've never been a wrestler or what anything, but I mean, you would think, you know, the steroids is just for look, you know, for size and look. You don't need, you know, like you said, there's no competitive advantage. I mean, yeah, you might be a little bit stronger, but.
Well, that and
you don't necessarily need that strength.
And some of that
for
is
wrestling.
Some of that is to help their bodies recover faster too, because
right.
they're so damn beat up.
Yeah.
So what? I don't know much about doping and all that stuff. I just think that, you know, this guy, what's his name, Johnny Bravo? Come on,
yeah.
With a name like that, fuck you.
you can't be trusted anyway.
So this guy, and he's been sitting on this stuff for like 2 years now and still has never made a move on it or anything.
Yeah.
And he says he wants to get all his information straight and whatever.
And that's basically because he doesn't have anything.
He's got that Richard Rodriguez that's in prison now for steroids, selling it to people or whatever. And, you know, he has big name WB clients like, well, they're not participating in anything. I mean, to us, it's competitive because we allow it in our minds to be.
Right.
But it's not UFC. It's not. They know who's going to win, so it's not really a competition.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Whatever. That's really it. That's all I could say about it is, who cares? It's professional wrestlers, you know, doing steroids. Like, it's not like they're really hitting each other.
It's nothing
they're
new.
They're really hitting each other. Right, right, right. I mean, back in the day, I could see it because, like, you know, they wanted to portray it as a sport. But now we all know what a work is and everything
right,
like that.
Right,
so I really don't have anything else to talk about this week. We talked about the NXT title. We talked about the new Cruiserweight title. We talked about Fastlane. We talked about Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
We
talked a little bit about Black Panther, yeah.
Hey, I thought of a couple other SNL skits the other day that we didn't, when you brought that list on. Like a commercial that I think should have been on this list, and it was because my friend Kent told me, "Oops, I crap my pants."
Yeah,
that's a great.
That was
one.
A good one.
What? How do you know so much about "Oops, I crap my pants"? Because I'm wearing them, and I just did. And there's a couple other skits. Did we say talk about was It's Pat on that list?
No,
It's Pat. How do you not have It's Pat on an SNL top list? Those skits were great.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other commercials. I think the car for crazy people. That was a funny one.
Yeah.
We talked about, I think we said that one, Eric the Red, and, you know, but I wanted to bring up Oops, I Crap My Pants, because that's a classic.
That was a very good one.
Yep, yep. And what was it, Joe Montana or Wayne Gretzky one time that was on it, and he was like the nicest guy in the world, but they thought he was a dick, and he kept having these inner monologues, but then he would just say them like, well, I'm just going to go up to my room and masturbate now, and then his head, yep. I'm just going to go in my room and masturbate now. Okay. So, We need to find more lists like that. That, because that was fun, and it was a fun discussion afterwards. So
absolutely.
Folks, that is going to be it for this week. We're about coming up on 50 minutes, so pretty good 50 minutes of talk there. As we like to end every episode, we like to do Superstar of the Week. So, Mike, I'm going to ask you, who is your
Superstar of the Week?
Yeah, not much to really go on, huh?
Yeah, not... I mean, you could go the safe route and say Rousey, because...
Yeah, okay.
Then that's what I'm going to do, because I don't feel like thinking anymore.
I'm going to go with Nia Jax. We have a couple women's wrestlers this week. That's good. That's great.
That's good.
Folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. The easiest way to get to this podcast is to subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, give us a 5-star review. It helps with our rating. Also, check out oversellpod.com. And while you're there, check out the Amazon link. That is where you can go to help out this podcast. You're going to shop on Amazon anyway. Just go through our link, and there's no extra fees or hidden fees or anything like that. It's just you shopping on Amazon like you're going to do anyway. My name is Derek.
I am Mike.
Be sure you're following us on Twitter. We are at Oversell Podcast, Facebook.com/Oversell Podcast. You can follow me. I am at Derek, DerickOverSell.
At WolfMike23.
And folks, you've been listening to the Oversell Podcast.